Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Here's a question that confuses a lot of new passive investors. What's the difference between an LLC and an LP? You've probably seen both structures in syndication deals. Some sponsors use a Delaware LLC. Others use a Delaware LP or a Texas LP. And here's the thing. The legal structure of a syndication matters. It affects your liability protection, your tax treatment, the sponsor's flexibility, and your rights as an investor. Understanding the difference between an LLC and an LP isn't just legal trivia. It's part of your due diligence. Because the entity structure tells you how the deal is organized, who has control, and what protections you have as a limited partner. I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Today, we're breaking down LLC versus LP structures. You'll learn what each entity type is, how they differ, why sponsors choose one over the other, and what it means for you as a passive investor. Let's dive in. A limited partnership is a legal entity with two types of partners, general partners and limited partners. The GP manages the partnership. They make all decisions, sign contracts, and oversee operations. In an LP, the general partner has management authority and can bear liability at the GP level. In most syndications, the GP is an entity like an LLC, and actual exposure depends heavily on guarantees and loan terms. In a syndication, the sponsor typically operates as the GP through an entity structure. The LP is a passive investor. You provide capital, but typically have no day-to-day control over operations. In exchange for being passive, you receive limited liability. Your risk is limited to your capital contribution. You're not personally liable for the partnership's debts or obligations, assuming you remain passive and do not sign guarantees or other obligations beyond the standard subscription documents. In many syndications, the structure looks like this. The property is held in a single-purpose entity, such as ABC Apartments LP. The sponsor forms a separate entity, often an LLC, to serve as the general partner. For example, ABC Sponsor LLC serves as the GP of ABC Apartments LP. You, the passive investor, invest as a limited partner in ABC Apartments LP. This structure provides the sponsor with entity-level liability protection while still giving you, the LP, limited liability protection. Key characteristics of an LP. Clear separation between GPs and LPs. LPs typically have no day-to-day control, but may have voting or consent rights on major decisions depending on the partnership agreement. LPs have limited liability. Your risk is capped at your investment, assuming you remain passive and don't provide guarantees. The GP has management authority and can bear liability at the GP level, though most GPs are structured as entities. Most syndication LPs are taxed as partnerships, so income and deductions pass through to investors on a K-1. When you see LP in a syndication's legal name, know that you're investing as a limited partner with passive status and limited liability, subject to the terms of the partnership agreement. A limited liability company is a flexible legal entity that combines liability protection with the tax treatment typically used in partnerships. An LLC is owned by members, not partners. Members can be individuals, other LLCs, trusts, or entities. In a syndication, you invest as a member of the LLC, typically as a non-managing member. An LLC can be member-managed or manager-managed. In a member-managed LLC, all members have a say in decisions. In a manager-managed LLC, the manager, typically the sponsor, makes all decisions, and the non-managing members are passive. Most syndications use a manager-managed LLC to keep investors passive and maintain sponsor control. The property is held in a single-purpose entity, such as XYZ Apartments LLC. The sponsor serves as the manager of the LLC. You, the passive investor, invest as a non-managing member of XYZ Apartments LLC. The LLC's operating agreement defines the rights, responsibilities, and profit-sharing arrangements between the manager and the members. Key characteristics of an LLC. LLC members and managers generally have limited liability at the entity level, but sponsors may still take on risk through guarantees and can be liable for certain actions. The manager has control over operations and decision-making. Non-managing members typically have no day-to-day control, but may have voting or consent rights on major decisions depending on the operating agreement. LLCs are flexible. Profit splits, voting rights, and governance can be customized in the operating agreement. Most syndication LLCs are taxed as partnerships, so income and deductions pass through to investors on a K-1. When you see LLC in a syndication's legal name, know that you're investing as a non-managing member in a manager-managed LLC with limited liability at the entity level. Now that we've defined both, let's break down the key differences. LP, you're a limited partner. LLC, you're a member, typically a non-managing member. LP, the general partner has management authority. Limited partners typically have no day-to-day control, but may have voting or consent rights on major decisions. LLC, the manager has control. Non-managing members in a manager-managed LLC typically have no day-to-day control, but may have voting or consent rights on major decisions. From a passive investor experience standpoint, they can feel similar, but your rights and remedies are driven by the governing documents. LP, limited partners have limited liability. Your risk is capped at your investment, assuming you remain passive and don't provide guarantees. The general partner can bear liability at the GP level, though most GPs are structured as entities. LLC. LLC members and managers generally have limited liability at the entity level, but sponsors may still take on risk through guarantees and can be liable for certain actions. One reason some sponsors prefer LLCs is governance flexibility, though the actual liability profile still depends on guarantees and deal structure. LP. Limited partnerships have a more defined structure under state law. The roles of GP and LP are clearly established. LLC. LLCs are more flexible. The operating agreement can be customized to define profit splits, voting rights, distributions, and governance in ways that suit the sponsor and investors. Both LPs and LLCs are governed by state law, and the laws vary by state. Many sponsors choose Delaware for its well-developed case law and widely used entity statutes. Some sponsors use Texas, Wyoming, or other states depending on where the property is located or where the sponsor is based. Most syndication LLCs and LPs are taxed as partnerships, which means income and deductions pass through to investors on a K-1. Both structures can elect different tax classifications, but partnership taxation is standard in real estate syndications. Understand that LLC and LP structures can feel similar from a passive investor experience standpoint, but your rights and remedies are driven by the governing documents. Both typically provide limited liability at the entity level and partnership tax treatment. So why do some sponsors use LLCs and others use LPs? Here are the main reasons. In an LP, the general partner has management authority and can bear liability at the GP level. To limit personal exposure, sponsors typically create an LLC to serve as the GP. For example, Sponsor LLC serves as the GP of Property LP. LLC managers generally have limited liability at the entity level, though sponsors often still use multiple entities and may take on risk through guarantees. Some sponsors prefer Delaware LPs because Delaware has well-developed case law and widely used entity statutes. Other sponsors prefer LLCs because they're more familiar with LLC operating agreements or because their legal counsel recommends it. Some institutional investors or high net worth individuals prefer LP structures because they're traditional and well understood in commercial real estate. Other investors are comfortable with LLCs because they're common in smaller syndications and private placements. LLCs offer more flexibility in the operating agreement. Sponsors can customize governance, voting rights, and profit distributions more easily than in some LP structures. Lenders may have requirements around single-purpose entities, guarantors, and governance provisions, and those requirements can influence whether an LLC or LP is used. Don't assume one structure is better than the other. Both LLC and LP structures are legitimate and widely used. Focus on the substance of the deal and the governing documents, not just the entity type. From a passive investor experience standpoint, the differences between an LLC and an LP can feel similar, but your rights and remedies are driven by the governing documents. Here's what matters most. In both structures, your liability is generally limited to your capital contribution at the entity level. You're not personally liable for the property's debts or obligations, assuming you remain passive and do not sign guarantees or other obligations beyond the standard subscription documents. In both structures, you typically have no day-to-day control. You don't manage the property, you don't make operational decisions, and you're not involved in day-to-day operations. Your role is to provide capital and receive distributions based on the operating agreement or partnership agreement. However, you may have voting or consent rights on major decisions depending on the governing documents. Most syndication LLCs and LPs are taxed as partnerships. You'll receive a K-1 each year reporting your share of income, deductions, and credits. Your rights as an investor are defined by the operating agreement in an LLC or the limited partnership agreement in an LP. These documents outline how profits are distributed, when and how you receive distributions, your voting or consent rights, if any, circumstances under which the sponsor can be removed, your rights to inspect financial records. What happens if you want to sell or transfer your interest? Whether the deal is structured as an LLC or an LP, your job is the same. Read the governing documents carefully. Understand your rights, your obligations, and the sponsor's powers. When reviewing a deal, don't get hung up on whether it's an LLC or an LP. Focus on the operating agreement or partnership agreement. That's where your rights and protections are defined. Here are some red flags and questions to ask when evaluating the legal structure. If the operating agreement or partnership agreement is vague about who has control, how decisions are made, or what rights you have, that's a concern. Ask the sponsor to clarify the governance structure and your rights as an investor. If the agreement gives the sponsor unlimited discretion to make decisions without investor approval, such as selling the property, refinancing, or issuing capital calls, ask for clarification and guardrails. In rare cases, an investor might be asked to provide a personal guarantee or take on additional liability. This should be clearly disclosed and is highly unusual for passive investors. If you're asked to guarantee the loan or take on personal liability beyond standard subscription documents, consult with an attorney before proceeding. Is this entity an LLC or an LP? Usually disclosed in the PPM and subscription agreement. What state is the entity formed in and why? What are my rights as a member or limited partner? What decisions require investor approval or consent? Can I transfer or sell my interest? If so, how? What happens if the sponsor wants to sell the property earlier or later than projected? What are the conditions under which the sponsor can be removed? Are there any guarantees or obligations beyond the standard subscription documents? Don't assume the legal structure is standard or investor-friendly just because it's an LLC or an LP. Read the governing documents and ask questions. All right, let's recap. Understanding the difference between LLC and LP structures is an important part of due diligence. From a passive investor experience standpoint, they can feel similar, but your rights and remedies are driven by the governing documents. Here's what you need to know. 1. A limited partnership has general partners who have management authority and can bear liability at the GP level, and limited partners who are passive and have limited liability at the entity level. 2. An LLC has members and a manager. In a manager-managed LLC, the manager controls operations and non-managing members are passive with limited liability at the entity level. 3. The key differences are terminology, liability structure, and flexibility in the governing documents. Most syndication LLCs and LPs are taxed as partnerships, so income and deductions pass through to investors on a K-1. 4. Sponsors choose LLC or LP structures based on liability considerations, state law, lender requirements, governance flexibility, and personal preference. 5. Your rights, obligations, and protections are defined by the operating agreement, LLC, or limited partnership agreement, LP. These documents matter more than the entity type. 6. Red flags include unclear governance, unlimited sponsor discretion, unclear liability protection, and requests for guarantees beyond standard subscription documents. Always ask questions and consult with an attorney if needed. Here's your action step. Pull out the PPM and operating agreement or partnership agreement from one of your current syndication investments. Identify whether it's an LLC or an LP. Read the sections on governance, investor rights, and liability protection. Ask yourself, do I understand my rights and protections? If you're ready to build a diversified syndication portfolio with sponsors who use clear, investor-friendly legal structures, let's talk. Check the show notes for a link to schedule a call with us at CREIpartners.com. Next time on Building Passive Income, we're diving into reading the PPM, what every investor must know before signing. Until then, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with understanding how syndications are legally structured. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.